From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. An explosion rocked a crowded New York City neighborhood, injuring 29 people, and a suspicious device discovered blocks away from the scene was also removed as residents were told to stay indoors.
And all of a sudden, that boom was so powerful that it basically turned out all the horns on all the cars.
New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill at a news conference Sunday morning asked for the public's help.
We've recovered video from both scenes, and we're continuing to canvass for witnesses and additional video. And we're looking to speak to anyone in the vicinity of either location last night.
He says an additional 1,000 police and National Guard troops will be patrolling the city as world leaders arrive in New York for the United Nations General Assembly this week. Hours before that, at just 135 kilometers away, a pipe bomb exploded in a trash bin in a New Jersey beach town. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
No injuries were reported, but authorities in Seaside Park, New Jersey, called off the Seaside Semper Five, a 5-kilometer race meant to raise money for U.S. military personnel. The FBI is leading the investigation, but officials have not said whether they believe the blast was an act of terrorism.
Authorities are trying to determine if the incidents are connected. Sarah Paulson is the winner of the Emmy Award for Best Actress in a Limited Series for her role in The People vs. O.J. Simpson: American Crime Story. It's Paulson's first Emmy win and comes for her portrayal of prosecutor Marcia Clark, who endured widespread criticism as she tried to convict NFL legend O.J. Simpson of double murder under a glaring spotlight. This is VOA. In the Midwest state of Minnesota, police say 9 people were wounded in a shopping mall stabbing attack late Saturday in St. Cloud. FBI agent Rick Thornton.
We are currently investigating this as a potential act of terrorism. And I do say potential. There's a lot we don't know. We do not at this point in time know whether the subject it was in contact with, had connections with, was inspired by a foreign terrorist organization. That's what the investigation is attempting to ascertain at this point in time.
An off-duty police officer who was at the mall is being hailed a hero after facing off with the suspect who lunged at him with a knife. The officer ultimately shot and killed the suspect.
He clearly prevented additional injuries.
An IS-run news agency said the stabbing attack was carried out by a soldier of the Islamic State. That has not been confirmed. President Obama is continuing to make his case for electing Hillary Clinton. Speaking at an annual dinner of the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation in Washington Saturday night, Obama stressed the importance of voting in November.
Realize everything we stand for is at stake. All the progress we've made is at stake in this election. My name may not be on the ballot, but our progress is on the ballot.
Obama said he would personally be insulted if the African-American community did not turn out to vote in November. Clinton herself spoke at the same dinner just before Obama, where she was honored for becoming the first woman to receive the presidential nomination of a major party. Donald Trump, meanwhile, who's made a hardline stance on immigration, a centerpiece of his campaign, asserted Saturday that not one more American life should be given up in the name of open borders. Trump told a gathering of the Remembrance Project, a group founded to remember those killed by people living illegally in the U.S., and to press for tougher laws. Fuel supplies in at least 5 U.S. states are threatened by a gasoline pipeline spill in Alabama, and the U.S. Department of Transportation has ordered the company responsible to take corrective action before the fuel starts flowing again. Colonial Pipeline Company must conduct testing and analysis on the failed section of the pipeline. The company says more than 300,000 gallons of gasoline have leaked since the spill first was detected on September 9th. It's not clear when the spill actually started. The pipeline section that failed runs through the states of Mississippi to Alabama. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.